AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate has set a procedural vote tomorrow on the For the People Act, a significant rewrite of voting and election law. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to debate the issue.
It's called the motion to proceed. It's how we get bills on the floor of the Senate. It needs 60 votes to be able to be debated. Will our Republicans let us debate it?
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden wants the voting rewrite to happen. He's also deeply involved in an infrastructure bill.
He's ready to roll up his sleeves. The door to the Oval Office is always open, and he'll be deeply involved and engaged in these negotiations over the coming days.
The CDC says 150 million Americans are fully vaccinated. Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. have dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of the pandemic in March of last year. 14 people have died in Alabama from Tropical Storm Claudette. Angela Spears' home was destroyed.
This loud noise came, and my trailer moved, and next thing I know, the walls came falling out, and I went flying out the door on the couch.
9 children died in a highway crash in Alabama. The storm system is in the Carolinas. In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court ruled the NCAA can't enforce rules limiting education-related benefits for student-athletes. NCAA President Mark Emmert says this does not mean student-athletes will be getting paid.
It repeatedly went out of its way to point out that the NCAA is free to articulate what are and what are not truly educational benefits.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and lawmakers are negotiating whether to extend the state's ban on evictions for unpaid rent. A sheriff says a Chicago man who allegedly shot and wounded a sheriff's deputy during an armed robbery at an Iowa gas station has been arrested. This is AP News. Every adult in India is eligible for a free coronavirus shot paid by the government.
A change role for the federal government kicks in this week, ending a complex system of buying and distributing vaccines that overburdened each state and created inequalities in who got the shots. Earlier, states and the private sector had to procure jabs themselves and provide them to younger adults. Now the federal government is providing 75% of all vaccines directly for manufacturers and giving them to the states for free. The remaining 25% will be purchased by the private sector. The switch comes as coronavirus cases across the vast nation continue to drop. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The government says fully vaccinated Canadian citizens who test negative for the coronavirus will be exempt from 2 weeks of quarantine when returning to the country starting early next month. Ed Donahue, AP News.